Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're joined this morning by Patricia Green with the Kiwanis Club. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. So tell us all about Tater Day.
Well, it's getting ready to happen, so we might as well get ready
for it.
Just to give you some information, of course, you know, Tater Day is Monday, but we have a lot of things going on prior to Monday. I know we've already mentioned on the radio about the ticket sales and the armbands. There will be armbands again this year. The armbands are for one session only, and they're $25 per person for one session, or they're $35 and you can ride at either location.
Yeah.
And we do have two locations for rides, on the hill as always, and then also in the lower part of the park as well. So you have two different locations to go to. The kiddie rides, the smaller rides for little ones, will be down on the lower so that they don't have to go up and be with all the other stuff. But the carnival will open on Friday from 5 to 10, and then Saturday from 12 to 5 will be the first session, and 5 to 10 will be the second session. The same on Sunday, 12 to 5, 5 to 10. And then on Monday, they will open at 9 and run till about 3, 4, or 5. It's according to how the crowd is. They will stay open. So we want to encourage everyone to go ride the rides, because that is how Kiwanis makes money.
Yeah.
And that money that we make every year, we give it back to our community with children's programs, with scholarships for students from Marshall County High School going to college. So go ride the rides and make lots of money so that we can give it back to the community.
Yeah, I went up there and talked to Debbie yesterday from Casey's Rides.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how many people it actually takes to put that on. She said she's got like 58, but she could probably use 68.
Yes, she gets people from the community, young people that are wanting a job. They can definitely go up there and talk to them. They've just about got all the rides, I think, put together. They don't have them standing up yet, of course, with the weather, the way it's been, the wind, they're waiting on that. So be sure and go ride the rides and enjoy. Be careful, you know, watch for traffic and all that, because that's kind of, we don't want anyone to get hurt mm-hmm. during Tater Day weekend. The pageant was last weekend, Miss Tater Day pageant, and Miss Tater Day was Clara Gregory, and the first runner-up was Evelyn Cowart, C-O-W-A-R-T. I apologize if I'm saying that the wrong way. So that was last weekend. Hopefully they will be in the parade. There were also Little Mr. and Miss pageants for all ages, and I'm sure some of those will be in the parade as well. Those winners need to come to David Taylor Chrysler on the corner of 5th and Main. You need to be there by 10 o'clock, 10:15 at the very latest, because we want to get you lined up to be in the parade. So we will have, hopefully, Miss Tater Day and the runner-up, and then some of the ones, the little ones that won as well.
Yeah, and you've got the entire Tater Day parade lineup where everybody is supposed to be.
Yes, and it's a long list, but if you'll bear with me, I'll kind of go through this kind of quickly. The Tater Day parade, it's 179th Tater Day. The lineup is on Monday morning. We will be closing 5th Street at 10:30, so traffic there will be limited to if you are going to be in the parade, but we would like you to be in place before they close the street at 10:30, so we're saying 10:15 at the latest. We will line up on 5th Street. The Grand Marshal for this year is Marty Johnson, who is the attorney in town. Marty has been a lifelong resident of Marshall County, and has done a lot for this community. So we're honoring him this year with being the Grand Marshal.
No, he used to be city attorney.
Yes, city attorney.
Is he still?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's the school board attorney.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. The American Legion and the there's another group that will be with them. I'm trying to see. Oh, I'm sorry. The Color Guard, the Civil Air Patrol out of Paducah, will be here as well to march with them. The police, of course, will be leading the parade. The Patriot Guard is supposed to be here. All of those need to meet at at David Taylor Chrysler. And then the military, the veterans, anything dealing with the military needs to go to Call Your Funeral Home. The fire trucks, the emergency management, the rescue squad, all of those will be lined up on 5th Street. The antique cars, trucks, and tractors needs to go to the Walmart parking lot. The high school band will be here, and also the middle school band, and they will be meeting at Rich Hendrickson's office on 5th Street, and also Dr. Ellis's office. They congregate there, and then we get them in order. And the high school band will be at the close to the front of the parade, and then the middle school band will be after the trucks and cars. Again, Miss Tater Day and the runner-up needs to go to David Taylor. Also, the little Mr. and Miss of whatever ages needs to go to David Taylor. The floats need to line up on Beechwood Street, which is the street between Four Pigs and AutoZone. And they will not be judged, but if you have a float and you want to be in the parade, go to the street between Four Pigs and AutoZone. The Shriners will meet at Select Auto Sales. And also the political figures, any candidates, any former candidates, any office holders that are going to be here need to meet at the Judicial Building, and Jeff Edwards will be lining them up. And then the horses, buggies, teams need to go to the National Guard Armory or in that area, and usually they don't end up there, but we kind of direct them in that way, and then they get in the parade at the very end. So if you have any questions, I will give out my phone number. It's 270-703-0255. I'd be glad to answer your question. You do not have to register to be in the parade. You just show up, and the Kiwanis members will be at these different locations to get you in the parade route. The parade will go from 5th Street to 14th Street. It will turn at 14th Street, which is Dogtown Road, and then it will come back down Poplar Street all the way back to 5th Street. So a lot of exciting things for that day. We do ask that you try to not get in the street. I know they throw candy, but we ask you to try to keep your kids out of the street, because we do not want anyone to get hit. And give the parade entrance a room to go down the street, because I know it always gets crowded, especially up around the court square, and we need plenty of room to get through, especially when the horses come through, because horses and pavement and hooves do not go well, especially with the crowd. So we ask you all to just be very careful when they come through to try to protect your kids from getting hurt.
All right. What else is going on? You've got...
Let's see, the Demolition Derby is the 29th, and that is Friday, I believe. Yes, the 29th, and of course that will be in the H.H. Lovett Park grandstand area. The action starts at 7, and then also on Saturday night is the Tater Day 100, and that is on Saturday night, and that starts at 5 o'clock. So there will be a lot of noise in the grandstand area. We hope that you go and participate in the Demolition Derby and also the Tater Day 100, and also ride the rides, play the games, buy the food, all those things.
Right, and I don't know if you know this or if Beth Cooper, she's here with us from the city of Benton, but I know that all the food vendors, they're starting to set up. When can they officially sell food? Do either of you know best?
They can start Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. They should probably be setting up today, but they can start selling food Thursday. I also wanted to add, on Saturday night after the Derby, the City of Benton and Marshall County Physical Court is having the fireworks again.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be after the Derby, still up at the park.
Yeah, that's great.
It'll start when the Derby ends, so whatever time that will be. But, yeah, be ready for some more fireworks.
All right.
Also, I have a paper from the City of Benton, and just to let you know, the City of Benton, Rita, the mayor, and also Beth do a great job to help coordinate Tater Day. I know they get lots of phone calls that they take that I don't get. They do send people to me when they don't have the answer, but they do a lot of work, and I know it's a thankless job, kind of like mine is, but we just go on with it. But the city does charge a fee for those vendors to set up, and the money mainly is to pay the overtime for the police, and also just to pay for the trash cleanup, because there is a lot of cleanup that has to be done, and they do a great job during the weekend to pick up trash. And if you go through here on 6 o'clock on Monday night, it's cleaned up. Uh-huh. It looks great, and we're so thankful that we have you all to help with that. The food trailers, they can be here for 4 days, and it's $100 for the 4 days, so that's very cheap for renting space. Also, any others, it's $50 for the 4 days. And any nonprofits, educational groups, or churches that are located in Marshall County do not have to pay. Any groups outside Marshall County have to pay $25 for the 4 days. And if you're renting a spot from someone that has organized a vendor fair, you would not have to pay that. You pay that individual. The city does not charge for that, and the organizer of their property takes care of the cleanup and everything. So thanks to City Hall and Beth for helping with all of that, because I know the phone calls come through a lot.
All right. Well, thank you, Patricia Green. Now, you'll be calling us Monday morning, I hope.
Yes, I
all
will.
Right. We'll be looking forward to your
all
call.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Beth Cooper from the City of Benton, and we're going to talk Easter egg hunt and cleanup day.